Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Daily Ticker time. We got Game 6 down in the Bay Area. The Warriors won in Toronto, and now they play without Kevin Durant for certain the rest of the way. We'll see if they can extend and have a Game 7 or if the Raptors put it away. And we're joined now by Vern Glenn, father, son, brother, husband, Emmy Award-winning TV sports OG since 85, and he likes red wine and hip-hop. I just read his Twitter bio. He joins us now. For the CBS affiliate down in the Bay Area. Vern, thanks for the time, man. Vern Glenn here, our guest. I'll start with this one. What have you made of all the conversations about blaming the Warriors for what transpired with Kevin Durant?
No, I think it's ridiculous. But as a fan, I can understand having to take one way or the other. We're just so in the world of making the hot take, you know, that we just lose sight of what's really going on. Are the Warriors to blame? No. You know why? Because I know what happens in those meetings when the decisions are made. I know that Kerr was in on it. I know that KD was in on it. I know KD's peeps were in on it. I know the Warriors medical staff was in on it. I know KD's own medical people were in on it. The owner was in on it. Training said that everybody was in on it when the green light was made. And knowing KD the way I do, he's a guy that just wants to play. Did he weigh in on forcing a decision one way or the other? I'm sure he weighed heavily, thinking, hey, I can go out, I can do this. And he did for 12 minutes into the second quarter. I mean, it was like he never left, hitting those three-pointers and playing great defense at the other end. But playing that game, there's an assumption. And when it happened. There's the old saying that you know, when change is made, sometimes you can – kind of get ready for it. Like the Warriors are moving to Chase Center next year. This is the last game at Oracle Arena tonight. Okay, we know that. We get that. Tested. When change is sudden, people just can't process it. And that's exactly what has happened. That's been the fallout, one way or the other, from this injury.
Yeah, that's a really good analogy. I like that. And now it's funny because this story has dominated the headlines for 48 hours. It'll happen when you have a guy who's considered the best in the league to go down and maybe missing a year and he's going into free agency. So I understand why there's been a lot of hoopla, but it's kind of funny. Like, I feel like some people have forgotten, not down there, but around the rest of the country. Like, the series is still on. Like, there's a game 6 tonight back at Oracle. How does Golden State respond from this? I know they were able to hold on and come up with big shots there down the stretch in game 5. How do they move on emotionally from knowing KD and going through all of that baggage over the last 2 days and go out and get a win tonight?
Well, here's the rhetoric that we got at Media Day yesterday at Oracle. They're in pretty much full on. He's gone. We got to be in full lockdown mode. Can we win one game? Can we win one at home against a team that's beating us three straight times on this floor? And that's pretty much the question that they have to ask of themselves. KD is gone. He is not walking through that door. And so they have to figure out, all right, we're going to get production from the big three. Curry and Clay and Draymond Green. So where are the other 40 points going to come from? Is it going to come from Cousins? Is it going to come from Cook? Is it going to come from Iguodala? Is it going to come from Sean Livingston? Maybe they need all four of them. Somebody's going to have a breakout game, a hot hand, or collectively those four guys off the bench are going to have to come in and really do something in order to make the difference. But here's the other question, And Brandon, I know you're driving. I don't know where Andy is. I guess he's running shotgun. But anyway, the question is this. At full strength, the Toronto Raptors are a better team than the Golden State Warriors right now. You could factor in the injuries, whatever. I mean, that is just pure fact. You look at it on paper, you look at it, you go, there is no way that Toronto should lose this game tonight. Now, that said, you still got to roll the ball out there and play. And the Warriors are going to come in and ride all the emotion of the last game ever at Oracle in that 47-year history of that building. I've been walking in that building for the last almost 30, save for the 1996 year when the place was renovated. So you can ride some of that emotion coming in, but you still got to get off to a good start. You still got to play shutdown defense. You still got to cut down on the turnovers. My gosh, I mean, the Warriors have turnovers like people go through Kleenex. They got to clean that up because the Raptors are too good of a team to make those kind of mistakes to be able to come back and get out of it.
Yeah. Reminded me, Vern, of the series when Cleveland came back from 3-1 and LeBron and Kyrie and Golden State both had 41 points and they extended that series. And that's kind of what you need from Clay and Steph. They got to go out there and give everything they possibly have. We're talking with Vern Glenn of KPIX, the CBS affiliate down there in the Bay, game six tonight. I did want to ask you that too. Side game note, you mentioned how many years Oracle's been there. They're going to San Francisco, the other side of the Bay, new arena.
Yep.
It's going to be awesome.
Yep.
It's going to be expensive. I am wondering, how has this been sitting, though, with the diehards? The diehard Warrior fans that I remember watching a team celebrate winning a 1-8 matchup against Dallas. The diehards that show up even when the team's not good and it's one of the loudest arenas in the NBA. How have those fans, you think, been handling that they're not going to be there next year?
Well, the fan base in Oakland, obviously, it's a kick in the gut kind of feel. Here's another team that's going to leave us and go to San Francisco. Here's another spotlight on Oakland being the redheaded stepkid when you compare the two cities together. But having said that, San Francisco was the original home of the Warriors when they moved out west from Philadelphia. That's where they played, and then they moved into that building and became the Golden State Warriors in the late 1960s. So there it is. But again, if you're Oakland proud, you feel bad. They're going to wear their uniforms tonight that says the town. It's got the logo of Oakland on it, which is an oak tree. So they're going to have that. It'll be all nostalgic, and I do feel bad for Oakland, but it's like the 49ers moving from San Francisco to Santa Clara.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a completely different fan base. The regular schmo that goes to these Warrior games, and they're not cheap tickets, granted, are going to have to pay even more just for the rights to buy season tickets. And that just prices out everyone, just pretty much like the housing prices out everybody from San Francisco.
Yeah, that's so true. And we got a game six tonight. We're excited to watch it. How do you think it plays out? Does Golden State get a win and force a game seven?
I think Golden State would have to play their absolute best game, get a break one way or the other, to win this game. If by any chance they do win this game, all the pressure, all of it, is on Toronto because that's the team that was up six with 3 minutes to play in game five.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Vern Glenn, KPIX, the CBS affiliate down there in the Bay, getting ready for game six, Golden State and Toronto. Vern, really good stuff, man. We appreciate the time jumping on with us up here. Enjoy tonight, the last night at Oracle and an NBA Finals game six.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thanks so much for having me on. I got to get into Rip City sometime. I got to hang around 23rd Street and in and out of those trendy bars.
Absolutely, man. You come up here, you let us know. You're more than welcome to jump in here, and we can talk some Bay Area sports and just talk anything, really.
I love it. I love Portland. Yep. Portland's a great town.
Yeah, we love it, too. Thanks so much, Vern.
All righty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.